we could be heroes. When my mobile buzzed on Sunday afternoon, I wasn't expecting to see the news that greeted me on the text. Wales manager Gary Speed has been found dead. It was a shock. Even more shocking was the circumstances in which the former Leeds, Everton, Newcastle and Bolton midfielder died. Although Speed was never one of my players, he was a player who garnered respect even from opposition fans. Not flashy, just a good, honest pro with no little ability. The kind of player that would give you a constantly great performance every week. He was a hero to so many, and his recent Wales record had given a whole nation cause for optimism. Gary Speed, as Wales manager, just seemed to fit. He was, on the surface, a player who had it all. The successful career, the money gathered from his Premiership playing days, the gorgeous wife and kids, and a new managerial career that was just taking off. Yet the perfect life wasn't so much for Speed. He was obviously suffering in silence. I'm not sure how else you could explain it. It is so often the way for men, in particular, to suffer in relative silence when something isn't right. Sometimes the more successful you are, the harder it is to get to admit such feelings. Often the loneliest place to be is surrounded by friends and family. It becomes a battle within yourself to try and balance the basic human need to be physically part of a group with the feeling that you are better alone. As someone who does suffer, it is an incident that makes you think. The men in our lives are so often our heroes, whether they want to be or not. I think it is this basis which can make it so difficult for a man, especially a man like Gary Speed, to seek help. Our dads, granddads, uncles, footballers, rugby players, businessmen, firemen, soldiers, policemen, all look and feel to us like heroes. I remember when I was in the playground at primary school, being Gary Lineker or Frankie Bunn, and my dad could do anything, though obviously he wasn't bigger than your dad. Though I'm older than almost all the Oldham team these days, I can still be heard every Saturday praising another hero on the pitch. It's ingrained in us. Surrounded by that kind of pressure, loving pressure, but pressure nonetheless, it's no surprise that so many men find it difficult to admit they can't cope, particularly when on the surface they have no need for help. Indeed, it is often suggested that we should just pull ourselves together or get over it. Often, that isn't easy. I met a psychologist once who told me that so often it is the most successful people who are the most vulnerable. I'm not suggesting that I'm successful by any means, but what the chap was trying to say was that often we create circumstances where to ask for help with such a problem becomes impossible to us. So much of this is down to unhappiness with us, whatever the material rewards have brought. Being happy within ourselves and being true to ourselves is ultimately the best way to be content with life.